Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Is the way of life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel to another episode within our series titled Islamic Etiquettes. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today's topic is also a very important topic. And today's topic is compassion to Allah's creation. To show compassion to the creation of Allah. How important this is, how vital this is for a Muslim, and how this is a trait and a quality of a true believer, that he is compassionate and he is caring, kind to Allah's entire creation. This is very important, inshallah. In today's topic, we will delve into this discussion. So let us first commence our gathering by reciting and mentioning an excellence of peace and blessings, salat and salam upon the beloved Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The noble Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is reported to have said, "The one in whose presence my name is mentioned, and he does not recite salat upon me, he is the stingiest of all people." Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear honorable viewers, we learn from this blessed narration that not reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sign of a stingy person. And a stingy person is not blessed with the love and devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. May Allah make us amongst those who devotedly, wholeheartedly spend their time in sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Let us begin our topic today by mentioning an excellence of being compassionate and being kind to the creation of Allah. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, it's reported on the authority of Sayyiduna Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah azza wa jalla does not bestow his mercy upon a person who is not merciful upon the people. Allahu Akbar. Allah does not bestow His mercy upon a person who is not merciful upon the people. So we must take this Hadith Sharif into account whilst we deal with the people. And the creation of Allah is a vast understanding. The creation of Allah is not just human beings. Rather, animals, living, the trees and the oceans, the mountains, the land that we are upon, and the entire creation, anything and everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as the creation. And inshallah azza wa jal, let us mention a few more traditions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. Imam Ahmad and Imam Tirmidhi reported from Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that he heard Abu al-Qasim, the truthful and the deliverer of the truth, Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, "Mercy is not removed but from a wretched person." Allahu Akbar. And in another narration, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rahman has mercy upon those who have mercy. Be compassionate to those on the earth, and he whose divine authority is over the skies will be merciful towards you." Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "He who shows no mercy upon our children and shows no respect to our elders, he is not from amongst us." Allahu Akbar.
So, my dear honorable viewers, from these few narrations which I have mentioned, we can clearly see and understand the importance of being compassionate, kind, merciful to the creation of Allah. And if we look at our society today, we are living in such a world and such a time where people are only after benefit for their own self. They don't wish to benefit and help other people. They don't wish to be kind more than necessary. Just a little bit of kindness to get by. For example, I give a famous example. Is if, for example, two people are driving in the car and one person wishes to enter onto the main road and he is at a side junction or on a side road and he's in his car and he wants to go out, he will show a bit of kindness just to get some benefit. He might raise his hand, he might smile and say thank you. But this is quite limited, isn't it? And we only do so, if we ponder over this, we only do so because of wanting, because you know if you're kind, then a person will give way. Otherwise, it's quite rare that it will happen. But we must be very careful as believers that our every action should solely be for the pleasure of Allah. We should also try to benefit people, but with this intention, because they are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'd like to mention one narration in regards to the importance of being kind and compassionate. And it also highlights the true definition of good people and bad people. Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions, "Shall I not inform you of your good and bad?" Meaning your good and bad people. All the companions remained silent. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated this 3 times, to which one person then said, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah, please inform us of our good and bad people." Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam educated us and said, "Your good person is he whom goodness is hoped from and there is peace from his evil. And your bad person is he whom goodness is not hoped from and there is no peace from his evil." So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, at times we perform such actions as a natural habit, but at times these are causing a means of discomfort for other people. I'd like to clarify this even more for you by mentioning quite a few examples. For example, within our home, if somebody is entering in the room or leaving the room, he will tend to, if he is frustrated, will tend to slam the door. Or maybe not out of frustration, but it's certain people's bad habits that they slam the door on the way out. And this is also one thing which we just do naturally, but it causes discomfort and also harm at times to the creation of Allah. This type of action, which is also discomforting for the people. This is not expressing compassion. The topic today is compassion to Allah's creation. So I'd like everybody to listen carefully and try to really reflect on our state. This is a simple example of just slamming the door forcefully. Another example is it's seen that elders will say to others, they will taunt them over their little income. Or children in this regard will taunt other children because of their less marks or grades in their exams. So because of getting less marks in their tests, other children, maybe family members or own children, will taunt them. Again, this is something which we overlook. We say, "Oh, we are only joking." But this is again not joking. This is harming another Muslim. We must be very careful, my dear honorable viewers, because our tongue and our limbs that we have, we will be accountable for how we use them. If we have benefit to people with them, or if we have harmed them. So I would really like us all to make this intention that we'll be compassionate towards the creation of Allah. First and foremost, let us start with our own family members. As well as this, there's a few more examples. Is that when a person, for example, he doesn't realize, but he's on the phone with any other person and he's talking loudly to another person who he's on the phone with, and by doing so, he is disturbing the people around and he's also causing pain to the person on the other end. And we tend to do this as well. These are little examples, but they do have a big effect. These may be minute actions which people may be thinking, "Oh, this is nothing." But these are day-to-day actions which we should try to ponder over. Another example which could be given is today many people tend to keep and give inappropriate names to children or inappropriate names to fellow colleagues and many, many different bad names which that person doesn't like himself. He says himself, I don't like you saying this. I don't like you calling me this. But still, because of the person's popularity, his status in his class or in the office or at work, he continues to do so. Even though this person is a Muslim, a believer is a person who shows mercy and compassion to fellow believers. Not only believers, but the entire creation of Allah. But unfortunately today, people who are claiming that they are following in the way of Islam, they are in reality far away from the teachings of Islam. There's so many examples which can be listed about our day-to-day actions and how they cause discomfort to other people if we were only to be mindful of this. Remember that a moment and a time will come when they will no longer be with us. So please spend your time with them in the best manner. This goes for all elders and all youngsters. And I hope everybody will take benefit from this statement. That everybody who is around us today, all the people who we associate ourselves with, a time will come where we will no longer be with them, or they will no longer be with us. Then we will only regret and think about the times that we had with them. If only we spent our time better, if only we could benefit them, if only we could help them, if only I could be of goodness to them. But unfortunately, it would be too late at this time. My dear honorable viewers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you the ability to understand the value of people, to understand the rights of the people, to understand the rights of the creation of Allah before it's too late. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear honorable viewers, today's topic is in regards to compassion to Allah's creation. And the fundamental understanding to this is that Islam gives respect and shows respect to the entire creation of Allah. And what we must understand is that we will be accountable for everything that we do. And Islam guides us by telling us that everybody is worthy of being respected as long as they are abiding by the commandments of Allah. Remember, if a person is disobeying Allah, if a person is transgressing, if a person is openly committing disbelief, to such a person, we are not allowed to show respect. Because it has been stated that the arsh of Allah, it trembles and it shivers when a fasiq, when a transgressor is praised on the earth. When a transgressor is praised upon the earth, the arsh of Allah, it trembles. We must be very careful that the people who we praise today, the people who we associate with, and whenever we discuss any type of personality, we should first of all remember what are their beliefs. Because remember, our tongue that we have, our limbs that we are limited within the religion. And this limitation is for our benefit. We are not allowed to say what we want to say. We are not allowed to express those evil emotions the way our nafs and our desire, our baser self wants us to. Rather, we have to control ourselves. Being a Muslim, in essence, is being a more controlled and more disciplined person. That we don't just express our rage, we don't just express our rage and our anger whenever we feel like it. Rather, our anger and our hatred should be focused when it is only in accordance to the pleasure of Allah. When only this anger will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, like the example mentioned, when we discuss disobedience to Allah and sins, that we despise and we hate sins. But why? Because they are acts of disobedience to Allah. When we clear our mind from our own whims, our own desires, and we focus upon attaining the pleasure of Allah in every aspect, then we will see the teaching of Islam will become more apparent within our lives as well. So, moving further on in this topic of compassion to Allah's creation, after mentioning about human beings, that we must respect our elders, we must show compassion to our young, and we must invite people towards good, forbid them from evil. We must help them and help ourselves in this regard. The creation of Allah is vast. So besides human beings, there are the other living beings, other living things like animals. And Islam has already outlined in many different accounts the rank and the status of animals, the rights of animals. And again, the underlying point and the final point is that we must show compassion to Allah's creation. And animals are also like this. So what does Islam say about showing compassion to animals? Islam says that we should not overburden our animals with too much burden, with too much heavy load. And this is in regards to any of our animals that we may have, whether it be camels, horses, or any other type of animal which is used for loading goods and transporting. Because many people who are from England and who live in the city, they wouldn't have this. But still, whenever we come across animals, the mindset of being compassionate towards them should be at the forefront of our mind. If we see an animal that is thirsty, or an animal comes within our home or is looking for food, then we should be compassionate to this. Remember that this is a creation of Allah. Remember that we will also be asked about this. Within our lives, we come across many different types of people. And at times it is seen that some people, they are affectionate and they are respectful to our elderly. But when it comes to our young, we do not show that same compassion and respect. I would like to just revise, and I would like to allow you to remember the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. Within the blessed life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed etiquettes and mannerisms were such that it left the entire world in shock. The time in which Islam came was such a time when nobody had rights. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the companions respect and honor and the rights of all types of people. There is one prophetic narration on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Anas is one of the blessed companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember, we have heard this famous incident about Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu himself. He says that I remained in the blessed company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. For 10 years. But he sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said even an expression of discomfort, a slight sense and sign of resentment. The way the word in English is the word of uff, a meaning of a slight discomfort. And neither did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, why did you do such and such task? And why did you not do such and such task? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam never said this. If we just think about this is extraordinary. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam truly had an exemplary character. His prophetic life and way is a role model and a guideline for me and you, for all to follow, to enter and accept Islam, and to follow this blessed way. I encourage all viewers of Madani Channel to spend their time, as much time as they can, in studying the prophetic life, the blessed life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then after learning, after studying, after closely observing the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then to act upon the prophetic teachings. And you will see that your life, your family members, your home, your entire community will benefit from these blessed teachings. As mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say salam to the children when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam happened to pass by them. Subhanallah. Today our youngsters, they don't give salam to us. And one of the main reasons is because our elders don't give salam to our young. If the family members, if the father and the mother, the elder siblings begin to give salam to the youngsters, then inshallah, the youngsters will also develop this habit at a young age. When they grow up, will also give salam as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another account in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would return from a journey, children would welcome the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon this, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make them mount on his riding animal. So they would be sitting behind or in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they would come to welcome, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pick them up and allow them, bless them with the honor of sitting with him, subhanallah, on his riding animal. When the Muslim army returned from the battle of Mu'ta, the people of Medina welcomed the entire army, and the children of Medina, they rushed to the victors of Islam to meet them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the children, so he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make the children mount on the riding animals with you, and make Abdullah bin Ja'far ride with me. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhu was brought, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made him mount on the riding animal ahead of him. Subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear honorable viewers, we've just heard the great prophetic way of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on how he would be with the children and with youngsters. So this is a final message that I would like to leave you all with, is that our dealings with the people, whether they be elderly, whether they be our age, or whether they be our youngsters, we should show respect and compassion to all of them. We should be considerate to them and their state, and we should be willing to help them. The best way you can help someone is by first rectifying our own characteristics. If we are ungrateful, if we are disobedient, if we have bad characteristics, then we cannot bring benefit to people. So it's a humble request to all the viewers of Madani Channel that we act upon this prophetic teaching of showing respect and honor to our elders, being compassionate to Allah's creation, showing kindness and compassion to the children. And inshallah, by doing so, we will see that our family will become a more brightened up and loving environment, and we will want to stay at home, we'll want to be with our family members. And if we act upon this ourselves, inshallah azza wa jal, we will see a big change within our family. I pray to Allah that Allah gives me and gives us all the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bi jahi nabiy al ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam.